and then we clean download it for fuck's sake. This shit should be easy. Christina P. Thompson, girl, keep your pants high and white down with disinfected bath wipes. That's just two love and disgust pull. We came right in the house, put the same shit you got on and said fuck you. In a friendly way, laughing till we get up and ran. Dropping clips, talking shit. Mama's in the fucking stands. Don't get them started. Retarded. Big words, it's worth the listen. Between dick jerks disturbed. You know it, bro. They tried to disrespect me in my house and grab the fucking remote control. How's your mom's now? She's good, likes the bourbon though. How's your mom's now? In the sense, get some girl a show. How's your mom's now? Good, the fuck you think? How's your mom's now? Pull up a seat. How's your mom's now?
What's wrong with me, man?
How's your mom's now?
This shit is big time.
How's your mom's now?
I might be old, but I'm not retarded.
How's your mom's now?
It actually happened in the Orlando airport.
How's your mom's now?
MomsHousePodcast.com.
How's your mom's now?
I don't want to know.
How's your mom's now?
Crying, motherfucker.
How's your mom's now?
Whoa.
I like that song a lot.
Joe Double.
Always the Joe Double.
He did the...
God, he's good.
He is good. He did the OG, the original first shit we ever got. The first shit different toilet we ever got was from Joe Double.
Yeah, the original one. And he sampled me going, God, is there anything worse than a white rapper?
Yeah, he did.
It's the best.
Yeah, that's good. Keep those. You know, we'd love when you guys submit. When you give us songs, your original. I mean, some people obviously... take it to another level.
I love all the listener artwork.
That's incredible.
All the listener, we'll get into it, but in Cincy we got t-shirts that said Wipegate. We got two denim shirts with our names embroidered on them.
Cincy Kid George.
Cincy Kid George.
Yeah.
You got a hat too that said,
oh my God.
Yeah, NL squared, never low, never loose.
Never low, never low, never loose lifestyle. Do you remember who gave that to us?
Shit.
That was fucking incredible.
And then Brooke gave us a Crate and Barrel card. Thank you so much, Brooke, for the gift cards. Very kind of you. We're looking forward to buying...
I can't believe that we love Crate and Barrel.
Lots of yuppie crap from them.
Yeah.
I love that damn store. But I do feel guilty spending money there, so I love the gift certificate.
Check it out. I'm going to... Well, technically, Greenwood Village. It's south of Denver.
Okay.
But I'm there this week. So, Comedy Works. I'm at the South Club, which is the big building. Believe me, there's tickets available. Okay? It's a lot of seats to fill six times. So, come out and see me if you're in that area.
You're there. I'm sorry. What days are you there?
This Wednesday through Saturday.
Nobody knows what that means.
Oh, you're having trouble with the... actual
yeah.
dates. Sorry.
Durr.
Okay, I am at that club. What is today?
27th.
Is it November?
Today is November 27th, yeah.
It's April.
2018.
It's April. Today is April. I'm there 29th of April, the 30th of April, May 1st, and May 2nd.
There you go. Now they understand. Now they know.
And then Sunday, and Full Charge is with me all week, the concierge, your baby's father. And then Sunday, he and I go to Salt Lake City to do the club that I think is sold out.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's Sunday's show.
You guys are going to have a blast together.
You know what? You want to know what's not sold out, babe? Can I ask you that?
What's that?
Next Wednesday in Chattanooga, the Comedy Catch, it's not close to sold out. Does anybody here live in Tennessee, in Chattanooga,
or near
Tennessee?
It?
Can you please come to that show?
A few hours of driving.
Because they've given me phone calls about it. They're like, do people see you ever?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, please come out to that.
Well, you know, maybe YMH, not tremendous in the South.
In Chattanooga. I don't know. But the next day after that, Nashville, which is a big mommy town.
I've been there.
That's the 7th, 8th, and 9th. And then on the 10th, I do... Asheville, North Carolina, the New Mountain Theater.
Wow, so, that should be fun.
And they asked me to tell you, remind people, I am going to Fartniks, Phoenix, Arizona. Is that how you say it, Phoenix?
It is Fartniks. You had it right the first time.
Sorry. One show only in June, and Las Vegas the day after. I believe that's the 11th and 12th of June. All those tickets, they're at TomSegura.com. Please scoop them up. And let's have a good time. I'm bringing a lot of cool people on the road to these shows, so it'll be fun. Jeans?
That is the key, isn't it? We had Pat Keene with us this week awesome. In Cincy, and he was just amazing. I'm chilling in LA, you guys, for the month of May, just doing local spots. I'll be at the Comedy Store a bunch this month. If you're local, come out to the store. It's awesome right now. They've really revitalized the Comedy Store, man. Joe Rogan's down there a bunch. Like, Louis C.K.'s doing a bunch of drop-ins. Anyway, June 18th or 21st. I said that wrong. June 18th, June 19th, June 20th, June 21st, Denver Improv in Denver, Colorado. So I'll be there like a month after you, Jeans.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And then, you know, let's not go too far into the future.
Yeah, but they all know. It's 1000ranch.com for Christina.
I forgot that was my website. Yeah. That's a good name. I'm
and,
very clever.
TomSegura.com for me.
So. Hey, follow us on Twitter at TomSegura at ChristinaP2 if you don't already. I can't imagine if you're a real mommy or not on Twitter with us. That was good, Jeans. You did a really good job.
Thanks, Jeans. You ready to do this?
I have shake and bake on my face.
I got shake and bake all over my body.
I wish you would. Extra crispy.
Here we go. It's go time, Jeans.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. All right. All right.
Hey, it's a jungle out there.
I know. Did you get everything I asked for?
Right down to the fresh baked muffins.
Great. What's that?
Jif. I figured you're so choosy about everything else that you...
I already have a big name peanut butter.
Hey, I grew up on Jif. It's peanuttier.
Oh, come on.
Do me a favor. Smell yours.
It's okay.
Now, Jif.
Hey, it's like fresh peanuts.
Right. Taste yours.
Fine.
Now, Jif.
Wow. It tastes more like fresh peanuts.
We bet it does.
We have a new peanut butter.
Hey, am I a hero or what?
You know, Gary, I'm going to send you shopping more often.
Thanks.
For more fresh roasted peanut taste, choosy moms choose Jif.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitza. Christina Pajitza.
Welcome to your mom's house.
I don't know where you found that communist propaganda, but I don't buy it.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
I don't like it.
Yeah?
I don't like it. I remember Skippy commercials were much better.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It was like, Skippy, Skippy, eat it and you'll get laid.
No.
That was the Skippy
You only
song.
Need to remember one thing about Jif, and it kind of decides where you fall forever.
Choosy moms choose Jif.
Oh, you're saying they're fans of your mom's house?
Clearly.
That's how they came up
you know,
with
they
the
should,
slogan.
They could change it,
yeah.
And then you would be shut down forever. What if they made it real moms choose Jif?
Oh, my God. They're like,
whoa.
If your jeans are high and tight, you choose Jif. I'd have to switch.
What's with the jeans?
That's a joke. Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Yeah.
What's with the jeans?
I love that. It was my favorite moment when it was on.
Yeah, I mean,
that's bullshit, first of all.
It's not. You like trash. And
I do like, maybe I do like a little trash. We just had, first of all, supremely white trash dinner because we came home today from Cincinnati and I went to the grocery store. I got some shake and bake, extra crispy.
That's the longest fucking day.
Today was so long, huh?
Both travel days were the worst.
Jesus fuck, it was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. Today was bad.
Yeah.
We slept like 2 hours, got woke up at, 6 a.m. and then your stomach's all churning and you're going to throw up. God. Return the car, get on the fucking plane. Oh, and then I got the middle seat that wouldn't recline.
Do you know that I didn't tell you at the time that
so
I thought
mad.
He had one of those devices on it.
What do you mean, what device?
You can put a device, you have to be a real psychopath to do this, but you can buy a device that makes it so that the seat in front of you doesn't recline. You clip it on. That's why the flight attendant looked too. I don't know if you noticed, but she did a little.
Shut up.
Yeah, yeah, because. And then he was like, oh, mine doesn't go back either. I was like, you're in front of the exit row, stupid.
It's not supposed to go back, ding dong.
He kept, that's why he was, mine doesn't go back. I mean, hers probably doesn't go back. And I was like, that doesn't make sense.
There's a device you can buy that prevents
it's a
people.
Real crazy person's thing to buy, but yes.
Shit, you don't know.
Because then you'd have to clip it on, and then, I mean, it's inevitable that someone's going to see it, and then you'd be like, well, I bought it, so don't fucking recline your seat. I don't want you to recline.
Yeah, well, that was pretty miserable. And then I tried to sleep sitting perfectly upright, which is horrifying.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Then I laid on your lap for a while, and then, oh, man.
Yeah, it was bad.
Long day, guys. But anyway, we came home, woke up, went to the grocery store, made some shake and bake, made some Kraft macaroni and cheese like I like with the powder.
It was good, I got to say. Your white trash ways are winning me over.
And we had canned corn. Like, I actually prefer canned corn, too.
To fresh corn?
The niblets to corn on the cob.
But you like your shrimp nibblers, too.
I don't like shrimp. I've never had a shrimp nibbler.
You love shrimp nibblers.
I'm kind of opposed to the idea of the shrimp nibbler from White Castle.
You
no
told
way.
Me, like, there's White Castle in Cincinnati. It's good shrimp nibblers. That's what you said when we got there.
I don't. Do you trust shrimp from any fast food establishment?
No. Come on. I'm a freshwater kid. Like, I lived on the water on one coast, moved to the other one. So I don't even eat seafood if I'm not near the water.
Oh, me too. When we were in the Midwest and people are like, let's get sushi. I'm like, get your life.
You get your life.
You got to be kidding me. I ain't doing that. I don't
You
that.
Better get your life.
Not happening.
By the way, that Skippy Jif thing, it's so silly.
It's the realest. And I got to tell you something. We had a really great opportunity last night, was it? Yeah, it was last night.
That was last night.
Was that last night?
Oh, my God,
I'm
it was.
Fucking... We were in Cincinnati. Many thanks to everybody that came out to see Christina do her stand-up
live.
Yeah,
thanks. I had such a blast. I had the best time this
week.
Club
is so fun.
Go Bananas is outstanding. They really get it. The crowds get it. Pat Keene was with us. It was super fun.
Mikey, Marty, the whole fucking crew... they're fantastic.
Ronnie, Donnie, Mickey and Mike.
Randy and Jimmy and Bobby and Curly. All of them.
Sue and Bob.
Nancy and, of course, Emily and...
D'Artagnan and...
Maggie and Martavius. They're all great. But anyways, we got to do the podcast there. Crazy Moms in Ohio.
Wall-to-wall moms. Wall-to-wall denim.
And it was fun because while we were there, I got to see, we have these disagreements sometimes and it's just you and I in a room like this.
Yeah.
We're at home, you know, who gets to decide? They decide, they email us, but
sure.
This time we got to ask people right in the moment, get an answer. Hmm. We got to poll them on Skippy or Jif.
Okay. Theo.
Listen.
Okay.
Yeah. Ghetto moms choose Jif. Fuck that shit.
Okay, ratchet mom.
Which of you pieces of shit like Skippy? Oh. Yes! Who likes Jif?
You know...
Yes!
It's upsetting. Did you prompt them? I think you prepped them
I absolutely did not.
It came up because...
Oh, right.
Well, it was so overwhelmingly for Jif. It was planted. I don't buy that.
Yeah, right.
Yes! Go to your fucking corner.
How is this happening?
Wait, fuck. You know what? You belong in Cleveland. Get the fuck out of here.
I belong in Cleveland.
That's a Skippy city.
Sorry, Cleveland. Nothing personal. Just, you know, just jokes in the moment.
You gotta be shitting me.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Do you realize how not close it is? Do you realize?
I don't understand.
This shows me what type of childhood we're dealing with right now. Like,
extreme deprivation.
Yeah, deprivation is not fair.
I can't believe this. Are you guys being honest here? Wait, why do you think Skippy sucks that much?
Yes. Of course.
I mean, can I ask you this? Do you prefer...
Are you one of those? My mom bought it. You know, I got used to eating. I don't care what I like the Skippy. I like the low fat kind. I like my shaky cheese. I like ragu, or traditional, not the meat kind.
They're the worst.
All right, you bougie fuckers. right, what about, okay, who's for Ragu? Okay, what about Prego?
They're bougie.
Unbelievable.
That
sounds like
Prego. But see, that's called a split.
Yeah.
That Jiffy shit, that Jiff Skippy shit. I mean, you're basically like, hey, let's fucking bomb another building in New York. Like, that's...
All right, I can't hear anymore. It's upsetting.
Well, I just wanted to make it clear that there's no competition.
No, it's upsetting. I think you prompted them. I think you said something beforehand.
I absolutely did not.
Choosy moms, choose Jiff.
I don't.
Yeah.
Skippy's fantastic. Jiff,
you were there. I had a microphone. I couldn't have prompted them before. They gave you the real vote. You know?
Look, I'm open to trying your bougie Jiff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Let's just see. But not chunky, right? We're smooth. We're a smooth family.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'll break my teeth out on that crunchy.
No, that crunchy shit is for real animals. I mean, yeah. Streetwalkers eat the crunchy stuff.
Yeah, it looks like diarrhea. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't want that either. No. Yeah, so it's settled. Skippy's garbage.
Maybe just for Cincinnati. Maybe Cincinnati is just such a well-to-do city that everybody grew up, you know, in a two-parent household eating Jiff and hugging each other all the time and, you know, watching Three's Company and drinking water. We didn't do all that.
Real moms choose Jiff. Real mommies only.
That's not what it says. It says choosy moms, not real moms. It sounds to me actually like cunty moms choose Jiff.
Whoa.
Yeah, because she sounds like a real cunt in the advertisement.
She's like,
Rob, did you get what I asked for? Did you get what I asked? And he goes, yeah, down to the muffins, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, she's
you
kind
demanding
of a bitch.
Cunt.
She's a bitch.
Yeah, and she's like,
goodbye to you forever because I have your job.
Yep.
This came in. I don't know how you found this.
Yeah, it was a listener submission.
This was?
Get your jet.
Yeah, same to you, honey.
Honey.
Same to you. Get the manager over here. I want the manager. See how long you have your job, sweetie. Who the hell do you think you are? I'm the customer. That's who the hell I am.
This was recorded at a post office.
Right.
And Jeans, when you hear this, what does it remind you of?
It reminds you to use stamps.com.
That's right. Stamps.com, everybody, because why deal with this?
And so, you know, and so we'll see when your job comes up for review. That's your job. That's your job, sweetie. That's your job. Do your job. That's your job. You go to hell first, you bitch.
You think he just didn't get the stamps book he wanted? You think he got American Eagles instead of hearts or something?
I think he wanted the dogs of 2015 and the puppies stamps, and they were out.
And she was like, we're out. And he was like, that's your job.
It's so
sweetie.
He's so East Coast. This is so East Coast. This guy lives next door to Peter Kane. Like, this is his neighborhood.
I think it's Brooklyn, I think.
Of course, yeah.
They're the worst.
Yeah. Now
they're the worst.
This guy.
It's your job.
God,
I like how they repeat things. Crazy people like to repeat stuff.
You think tagging it every sentence with
sweetie,
was meant to be endearing?
It's your job,
sweetie.
Sweetie.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Jeans.
Bitch, get the manager out here. Lunch and food. Absolutely, I'm my right, 1,000%.
What is, the idea that you control someone's like, I can understand wanting to speak to the manager when you're like, I got your job and we'll see how you do with you. You don't control people's jobs.
Not really. Like, one crazy person is going to get this woman fired.
It's because he's crazy that he thinks he has her job.
Yeah. Someone's got a kind of an entitlement thing here.
Yeah. I mean, things don't go your way.
It's your job. I do wonder.
Job.
What could he possibly be upset? There's like five things you can do at the post office. You get your stamps, right? You get your postage. You can retrieve mail from when you've been on vacation. There's a P.O. box.
Mm-hmm.
What is he so fucking fired up about?
I don't know.
Maybe he was on vacation and he came back and She's like, I can get your mail.
And he was like, but
that's your job. That's your job, sweetie.
Yeah, maybe.
Could have been. I'm not getting your mail.
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, man, go to stamps.com.
Just get your own mail.
Get your own mail.
She's not been working much longer. How dare she? Who the hell does she think she is?
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm a customer, you stupid bitch.
That's from behind the glass that you can hear her going, who the hell do you think you are?
Stupid bitch. He really enunciates. Bitch.
Stop. There you go.
Indeed, you were wrong. Yes, the customer's always right.
Customer's not always right.
Not all the time, especially when it comes to post office. They don't give a fuck about the customer.
Well, no, I mean, but the customer's just not always right. I mean, any situation.
No, I mean, I've worked plenty of customer service gigs. There's a lot of times they're way wrong.
Something tells me this customer is never right. This fucking guy?
He's just a crazy person.
He's an asshole.
Yeah.
Goodbye to you forever, because I have your job.
Forever.
Yeah, same to you, honey. Same to you. Get the manager over here. I want the manager. See how long you have your job, sweetie.
Mm-hmm. He does like to make one syllable words into mono.
Yes.
Syllabic. Is that the right word?
Multi?
Monosyllabic.
I don't know.
He, yeah.
The job over here.
Sweetie.
Goodbye forever, honey.
Who does that sound like? Oh, it reminds me of our old landlord and landlady. Remember Jose? He's got a huge cock on him.
He's hung like a horse. We have anal all the time.
She never said
that. He blows my asshole out. That's why we're married so long, sweetie. Yeah, because she would say sweetie.
Sweetie.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You should see the cock on Jose.
She doesn't say that.
Yeah. You could. It's like a weightlifting bench. It's incredible.
We had the cutest landlords. Back when we lived in the ghetto, I mean, we lived in like the Rampart district.
It's horrible.
It was a rough time for the jeans, and but they were the cutest. Jose,
what's with the jeans?
Remember he had a long ponytail, and Linda was this cute little petite blonde.
Mm-hmm.
And every time she came over, I was cooking something, and she would always find a way to eat whatever it is I had just cooked.
She weighed like 100 pounds.
She was tiny, though. Yeah. Oh, is that spanakopita?
Yeah.
From Trader Joe's? I'm like, yeah, would you like some, Linda? I couldn't possibly. And then she would eat like the whole tray.
She'd eat the tray, yeah. But they were adorable. Though.
Yeah.
He's like, the water's back there. That was him.
That was Jose, yeah.
So we would have like, nothing worked in this building. Like my favorite was.
Surprise.
One time, it's like July, August in LA. It's like 105 every day. And I wake up sweating, and there's just warm air because that central air in this building coming out of the. And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm gonna die!" Call Jose, comes up, and he's like, "Yeah, looked at the air conditioner, and they need to put some Freon in there." And I go, "Okay." He's like, "But my air conditioning guy, he don't work today. He works on Wednesdays, so he'll have to come on Wednesday." And it was Friday, and I was like, "Could you call another guy?" Nah, because that guy works on Wednesday. Right. And I was like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was 5 days like that.
Sure.
Great.
Jose wasn't really a problem solver. He was a problem identifier.
Yeah.
Like he would come over, and I remember the sink was clogged up, and he's like, the sink is clogged up. It's because the water won't go down. It's all clogged up. I'm like, yeah.
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 And he would explain that if I unclog it, all the water will go down. You know, but until then, that water's going to stay there.
Right.
Like, yeah, no, I got it.
Right. Yeah. We know, bro. That's why we called you.
Because the problem, and then he'd walk away, he'd stop, and he'd be like, this water's just sitting there because the drain's clogged. But then if I go ahead and I put a snake down there, get the clog out, water's going to go right down.
Yep. We're like, yeah, we know. That's why we call
the whole principle of the fucking clog makes sense to us now.
Yeah, you're supposed to fix.
Thanks. thanks. Could you just fix it, please?
That's your job.
That's your job.
Sweetie.
He was sweet, though. They were sweet people. Yeah. That really made up for a lot of the building being crummy.
Yeah.
And then it got bought by crazy Russians, and then we had to leave. That's it. When the Russian mafia buys your shit, you got to leave.
Yeah.
Can I have a sip of your kombuchas?
Sure.
God, I love this stuff. It really makes you burp.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
How is your shits today, by the way?
Today was fine, I guess.
Oh, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
Ew. What is that? Is that gasoline flavor?
You told me to get Frostberry.
It doesn't taste right.
It tastes right to me.
Jesus Christ. You drank that? Did it go when you opened it, or was it flat?
No, it's... Yeah, it's kind of smells like a gym locker, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
It's like assholes and balls.
Yeah.
Feet.
Smells good.
That's your flavor?
Is it weird that I'm leaking right now?
No, you took a shit on the airplane.
That was on the way to Cincinnati. That was terrible. Yeah, That was Friday. Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Yeah, we were only gone a couple of days.
Wow. That was like a...
I know. When Amir brought FIFO back, I was like... let's see, we were in Ghana since Tuesday, and it took me a minute to figure out that it wasn't that long.
Very disorienting.
It really is. Yeah. Yeah.
So you shit on the plane.
It was horrible. It was a horrible, horrible thing that happened.
Yeah.
And we were stuck because they were fucking fixing something, and they were like, we need the paperwork signed off.
Paperwork.
Yeah, the pilots always tell you, like, as soon as we get that paperwork, we're out of here.
What's with the paperwork in the airlines?
I don't know, man. And then we just sat there, and then I could have held it for like an hour, but then we sat on the runway. So anyways, 36,000 feet, I took a shit.
That's good. And how was it?
Terrible. I mean, it wasn't a bad shit. It's just that shitting on a plane is a terrible experience.
I've only done it once on the way to Africa. Remember when I sharted?
Yeah.
I don't know actually if I've only done it once, but I haven't done it many times. It's
just
very
you
hard.
Don't like. I mean, I got the shit out fine and it was normal, But like, you don't get to like, I don't know. I didn't feel clean and happy and...
You know what you should have done?
Taking a shower?
Yep.
On the plane.
You should have put your butt in the sink.
Something tells me that...
See how good that feels? Just thinking about it.
That water's hot. Yeah, that would have really cleaned it, huh? Damn it.
Ah, next time. Live and learn.
Yeah, remember we got the rental car and I was like wiping my ass in the rental car?
Yeah. Yeah, because you're like, ah, it's real gamey back there. It's real gamey. I go, this is why I go to the shower right after. This is what started Wipegate, is this exact thing where you wipe, and there's always, it just feels like there's always something there.
Yeah.
You know, so I got a shower.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we went to the rental car place. Then you go, I got to go wipe my butt. And then you go away. And I'm standing there talking to the guy, trying to make chit chat. And you take like hours, of course.
Hours.
He's abandoned me.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Jeans, we got this email about deciphering what a gentleman was saying that we played on the show before.
Oh.
You want to get into it?
Please.
All right, you guys know Moe's Customs.
Yo, cameraman. Here we come. They live at motherfucking fire. Oh, you pussy ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, Remy, man, I don't even sweat that fuck shit, baby. Like I said, I bodied them hoes, my nigga. Gonna continue to body these hoes with the color command. That ain't shit.
So we played this for you guys, and kind of we did our take on it, and people wrote in. But then somebody actually wrote an amazing summary of what was said by Mo.
A translation, speaking. Right?
Yeah, just another way of saying it, if you will. And I'll give you the beginning of the clip again and then tell you what this says here.
Yo, cameraman. Here we come. They live at motherfucking fire. Oh, you pussy ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, Remy, man, I don't even sweat that fuck shit, baby. Like I said, I bodied them hoes, my nigga. Gonna continue to body these hoes with the color command. That ain't shit. You ain't seen your 750. I ain't lying, hit that bitch.
And what they said, he's saying is the camera on? Okay. I represent my neighborhood proudly. I have no respect for my much weaker competitors. I disregard them because I am superior to them, and I will continue to succeed against them. My adversaries constantly check my progress, so if they are watching me now, they can see that I am immensely successful, as shown by the fact that I have enough disposable income to purchase expensive dental accessories. Hold on.
Outrageous blue, bitch. Respect the fly. All you whole-ass nigga watching a nigga. We see these motherfuckers, they grinding out. They want to let these hoes grinding out. $3,700, bitch. They gonna continue grinding, bitch. By the world, bitch, call whatever the fuck you want, nigga. I'm gonna get this goddamn money. I'm gonna continue to get this goddamn money. Ain't shit. None of y'all can do about it, bitch. We live at 5 out here, nigga. Fuck, we're Texas, Florida, Ray, goddamn me. Florida Blade, nigga. What's that? They don't understand what I'm going through, bitch. Hot. Pain, champagne, baby. Champagne for my motherfucking pain, nigga. I do this shit for real, nigga. Are you pussy ass nigga wanna talk? Grind, fuck nigga, set your pussy ass down, nigga. Well, shut you down right here, bitch.
I earn large amounts of currency. And I plan to continue doing so regardless of my naysayers. I currently reside in Fort Worth, Texas, but I am originally from Florida. Most people do not understand what circumstances I had to overcome to enjoy my current success. I toast champagne to it regularly to celebrate. I really wish that those who do not approve of me would refrain from discussing my actions before they suffer repercussions. I will continue to be successful in my endeavors. You can read the rest of it.
Hold on. I don't know where you are. Oh, endeavors. Yeah, I saw the word. Hold on. I feel that I have made my point, and I will now direct my efforts into gaining the interests of this beautiful young lady.
Oh, wait, one moment so we can actually hear some of this.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, nigga, live the motherfucking fire with this shit all day, every motherfucking day. Man, look at that yellow, man. I'm tired of talking, man. Look at that motherfucking yellow. That motherfucking yellow, man.
What a music.
What we do. It's what we do right here, man. It's what we do, man. Get money. How do you put that yellow? You understand me?
Yellow.
Money.
Money.
Man, everything is the only motherfucking thing. Remy, tell the fuck nigga, same nigga hit you down. Yeah, he's good, but his teeth, he geek. Bitch, I'm a state geek, hoe ass nigga. What, nigga? State geek, bitch, gonna geek this motherfucking money about these goddamn squeaks. And these squeaks, I love them. And I love these squeaks. Moe's Customs. Moe's Customs.
Hopefully she will see that I can offer financial stability. My detractors are concerned with my high level of motivation. Well, they must know that I will remain motivated at a very high level. I am very comfortable in my environment, and I encourage each of you to patronize Moe's Customs for any of your tire or wheel needs. I have absolutely no respect for any of you that wish for my downfall, and if you have the courage, you can personally address your issue with me. Good evening to you. Love you guys.
I know that's that's the thing. Yeah,
the translator wrote that. Thank you.
That who was that? Carsten McNeil?
Carsten McNeil on Twitter.
All right. Here's the end of it.
Yes. Come get some wheels. Come get some motherfucking wheels at Moe's Custom, baby. That's what we do. We get the mild screens at Moe's Custom, man. Got them pussy ass niggas. Oh, I don't really understand the half, nigga. You know what I've been through, fuck nigga. Feel my pain. Shop paying for it, baby. Black Ball, Rose, Bel Air. South Florida, baby. All in your motherfucking face, nigga. Pussy ass nigga. You don't want to see me. Same nigga trying to teeth grind. Fuck nigga. Come on, nigga. 17, 15 to come see me, ho. Come see me, ho. You ain't got to be like no Facebook, nigga. Take this shit for real, nigga. Better mind your motherfucking business, ho. For real. Live at motherfucking fire over there.
What's going on here?
That's pretty intense, that speech.
Very spirited.
It was
very
spirited.
Very spirited. Well, that's a really good translation.
Yeah.
Hey, so we saw your aunt and uncle.
You're right, we did. And they had their 40th wedding anniversary. How adorable is that?
So cute.
40 years together. We went to their house. They live in Cincinnati still. And we had breakfast with them.
She made waffles.
Made waffles and eggs. So I've never had a better egg. I swear to God, it's the best egg. That's a perfect basted egg. You realize that?
Yeah, she cooked it to perfection.
It's perfect.
My only problem is she said a coconut oil.
Well, that's with the toast. Right. So she started to like, she pulled out the coconut butter because she was like, do you, and she asked me like, do you want this? And I was like, yeah, sure. And she goes, have you tried coconut butter? No. Well, it's good for your joints. It's good for your cholesterol. It's good for your skin. And it's, you can use it as a lubricant. And she said this as she's scraping it out of the jar and putting it on toast. And I'm like, what?
So
I dropped my
gross.
Fork. And my uncle's like laughing, and I was like, wow.
How does she use it? It has like the coconut shavings
well,
in it.
Well, even as she said that, I thought it was an opportunity to go. I was like, well, today's your 40th anniversary. Maybe you can give it a shot. And she goes, we already have.
Ew, it's so gross. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that coconut butter stuff.
No.
I didn't like the taste of it. It kind of was weird. I thought she had put it on.
It didn't bother me as
eggs.
Much as it bothered you.
I really didn't like it.
It wasn't on the eggs. It was on, but she insisted on putting it on toast.
It's very strong. It's a very strong odor.
Yeah.
Taste.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Coconut, I'm very selective with. I only like it wrapped in chocolate. Coconut's kind of weird tasting.
Yeah, it is. They're so cute, those two. I can't get over it.
Coconut water tastes like cum. I don't like it.
Maybe that's why I use it as lubricant, because it's already
there. You go.
They
are cute.
Yeah.
What do you think we'll be like at 40 years of marriage?
I think pretty much the same, except you'll be, you know, you'll be probably gassier.
Me?
You, yeah.
Doubt that.
You don't think you will be?
I think you're going to be.
No, I don't think so. I think I'll be a sweet old man, and you'll be like,
put your dick between your legs.
Yeah.
I think you're going to regress to just shitting in the living room.
Why would I shit in the living room?
Because we're going to get that. We're going to get so comfortable by then.
Comfortable?
With each other.
We're comfortable.
Yeah, but we don't brown in front of each other yet.
No. Isn't that crazy as much as we talk about brown? We don't do that. I'm comfortable not doing that too, by the way.
I don't want to see it. Bad enough that I had to smell it in the hotel this weekend. That was terrible.
You did not smell it.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
But to see you doing it? Oh, my God.
It's pretty bad, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm so embarrassed right now.
I'm so embarrassed. Did I fart in front of you?
Oh, I've never done that before. I hope you don't think that that's something I normally do. That's the best part of that. It's like, oops. I'm not that type of lady if you thought I was. Oopsie.
Well, I can tell you exactly what causes that kind of fart.
Oh, and then your father summoned me to the phone.
Yeah, and you got a really cool detail from him, right? Something that you didn't know before, and you're like, oh, wow.
Well, what's really weird, so I was at your uncle and aunt's house. I was in the bathroom, and I came out, and your Uncle Dave was like, Top Dog wants to talk to you. And I'm like, what? Like, Top Dog never specifically requests to speak to me. I usually just get handed the phone when you're talking to him. And he gets on, and he's like, I got Christina. I go, yeah, hey, Top Dog. You know, remember I was constipated a while back?
And you're like,
and I was like, yeah, I do remember. It's big news in our house. And I go, have you been drinking your water? And he's like, yes, yes. And he says he's been eating his probiotics and stuff. And then he started telling me about this enema that they give people that have bad bacteria in their guts. It's so gross. He goes, they can put somebody's healthy brown in an enema and then shove it up your butt in an enema if you have bad guts, and then it helps balance out your guts.
Oh my gosh.
So gross. And I was like, all right, thanks, Top Dog. I don't know what to make of this one.
That one's that's really foul, man.
It's a lot.
It's a lot to hear. That is really foul. But I did read about that and what those people get paid. Yeah, they get paid to do it. But the thing is, everyone's like, oh, I can get paid to take a shit. You have to be really healthy. That's how they qualify for that. Like, you got to be eating pretty much, it's clean living all the time. That's why your poo is so valuable.
Really? Like, just vegetables, like vegan, kale?
I don't know about vegan, but yeah, you're not eating processed garbage. You're eating healthy food.
So tonight's dinner would probably disqualify
us. It would just tonight. Other than tonight, we'd be fine. Yeah.
We haven't done this in a long time.
I know.
I'm sad that we haven't, because I really love these.
Yeah.
This is a dental update. This one came in a while back, and Tom and I have been reeling at it.
Pretty good.
It says, hi, Mommy Tom and Shower Shitter Tina. Very nice. I went to my first ever dentist appointment. I am 30.
That's insane.
As a kid, my parents never took me to the dentist, as I never had toothaches or dental insurance. Sad. As a grown-ass man, I have had dental insurance for the past 7 years, but was always scared of needles in my grill. Well, no kidding. They never took you to the dentist as a kid. Of course you'd be terrified, poor guy. Well, on Monday, my gums were bleeding, and that is when I decided to make an appointment. He means they're just bleeding out of nowhere?
Fuck, how bad
Jesus
is your situation when they're like, everything's fine, and then one day your gums are just bleeding?
Just bleeding out of nowhere?
Good
like, you're
Lord.
Just eating a burrito and then they're bleeding? The dentist assistant said I had fair teeth, considering I never have been to a dentist. That's good. I have 7 cavities, minor ones, too, as I do not need to have my teeth filled in.
What?
Oh, I know. Sometimes you have cavities, like natural cavities, and they don't do shit about it. Anyways, the reason why my gums were bleeding and sore was because I have tartar, which the dentist had to do a deep cleaning on my half-right side, and I have another appointment on Saturday for the left half. Oh, jeez.
Wow.
I saw the pictures for the tartar on my teeth, and boy, are they disgusting.
Oh, God, I'm going to vomit.
Yeah, you got to go. That's the thing, guys. If you don't do your regular cleanings, you got to do that deep cleaning, and that costs, you know. My dad, they wanted my dad to do it. His Hungarian dentist sold the practice to these Iranian guys, and these Iranian dentists told my dad that he needed deep cleaning. And they go, oh, it's $600. And my dad goes, fuck you, fuck your fucking cleaning. And he left, and he didn't do it.
And how'd that end up?
Well, I don't know. Probably has to find a new Hungarian dentist.
Because the Persians wanted to charge him that?
Yeah, he thinks it's because they're Persian, but I don't know. $600 is a lot of money to get
your teeth cleaned? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dough.
Well, what's the difference between the deep cleaning and a cleaning?
They're going to
spray harder?
It's about $500 difference.
Give me a break. The same tools, right?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
We got another one. Dear Maine Mommy Tommy, thank you, sir, for correctly addressing
Rude.
Me. My name is Pepper, and I live in Mississippi.
Oh, Pepper.
I haven't brushed my teeth in 3 years.
Pepper.
I started slacking on my chomper shortly after I graduated high school in 2009. I went from brushing twice a day to once a day, from once a day to every other day until I decided, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
No. Nope.
It hasn't really been a problem. My teeth look fine. My breath doesn't smell.
Yes, it does.
I don't waste money on toothbrushes and all that bullshit.
Okay.
Everything has just kind of worked itself out. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I don't understand y'all's obsession with dental hygiene. Is this a real fucking message?
Well, we wrote to him.
Oh.
Remember?
You could save so much time and money by letting your Steve Harveys go all natural. You know what I mean?
Stupid.
My jeans stay sarcastically high and painfully tight. I'm Pimp Squad for life, just not down with the dental updates. P.S. I also get down with the no wipe shower shits. It's only smells, bro. Grow up. So we did reply. Are you being serious? You haven't brushed since 2009? And he wrote back. What did he write back?
I started doing it less in 2009, stopped in 2011.
And then he wrote another one.
Yeah, I don't know. I just figured out I could get away with it and stopped. I don't feel, smell, or see a difference. Nobody has ever said anything about my mouth looking or smelling shitty, so fuck it. It's useless.
But here's what I'm trying to say is that your body, our bodies, human bodies, they're resilient. It's not going to break down like that in a week or even a year, but you're setting yourself up for disaster. What's going to happen is you're a young guy. You graduated in 2009 from high school. You know, things are not going to be really rotting for a while, right? Yeah. You're probably what, like 24 or something?
Yeah.
But if you keep this up, you're going to be sending us an email at 34 and you're like, oh shit. I just had $18,000 in dental shit done.
Yeah, you got a brush. And let me tell you something.
And I know a couple of people that did it, by the way, and they did it young like him. I know two guys. One guy that didn't brush his teeth for 7 years.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I know. And you know, you have met one and you know about both. I've told
you. What?
Yes. And one of them didn't brush. And I go, what the fuck? Because you know what I noticed? I noticed how white his teeth were. And I go like, I was like, your teeth are crazy white, man. It's like, are you just like dental obsessed? And then he told me the whole story and how his teeth were rotting and yellow and all. And I go, why weren't you? I don't know. I just didn't feel like doing it. And that was his thing. I just didn't feel like doing it. He was a rich kid and his parents wrote the check and fixed all his teeth. The other guy,
oh my God,
was just kind of a lazy guy. And he also didn't do it for years. I bet it didn't smell pretty in there. And I forget, I think he ended up having work done and then he started maintaining them, but it never pays off. You can only get away with this for a short period of time.
Well, yeah, because there's nothing, there's bacteria, there's tartar, there's plaque, it's going to get into your blood, you're going to get a fucking heart attack.
I realize it's a lot to ask, but people don't like to floss if they don't already floss.
Oh my God, please floss.
But you should, at the very minimum, just brush your chompers. Start once in the morning when you get up. There's no way you think your breath is fine.
It reeks.
Everyone's breath is dog shit in the morning.
Yeah.
And then once before you go to bed.
Bro,
start there.
You got to. And trust me, your breath does smell like shit.
And get some mouthwash.
At least.
Yeah.
Rinse Listerine.
That shit. Yeah.
God, I told you I had a friend whose mother drank coffee in the morning and didn't brush her teeth.
Yeah. That was bad.
And like,
I can picture how bad
all
that is.
Day. The coffee breath? And then mixed with lunch breath and God knows what. And she would brush once a day at night. And they were like, do you think you could brush in the morning? Like, if you're going to do once a day.
That would be the one to go for sure.
How about start the day off?
Start the day off.
After you have your coffee then.
Oh. Man, yeah, that's intense.
You know, it's so funny. There was this girl in junior high school who I always think about because I'm pretty sure she never brushed her teeth. And her gums were so bright red and her breath was just terrible.
But I love red. It's a beautiful color. You remember her breath?
I do. It's like so clear. And I'm pretty sure she just never brushed.
I remember Mr. Kinnear in fifth grade, my math teacher and homeroom teacher, his breath when he would stand over your shoulder and you're on the computer and you turn. I was like, oh my God. I just remember thinking there's no way that guy brushes his teeth. There's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way he had just brushed them because it was fucking 8 o'clock in the morning.
Now, unless he was of dad age.
Oh, he was a dad. He was a full dad.
Well, then.
Then it doesn't
matter.
Dad's
mouths always smell bad. There's
so many super dads at the airport.
I know.
A Monday morning super at an airport dads. Is like championship dad stuff.
Dad attack.
Yeah, it's full like dad attack. March Madness brackets. This is the fucking... This is a sweet 16 of dads are at the airport, man. Oh, it's crazy.
We saw so many
brown braided belts.
Khakis. And then I saw a variant.
Sensible shoes.
I saw a
variation. A lot of phone holsters.
So many phone holsters. I saw a variation on the dad outfit today. It was the khakis and then the Birkenstock sandal.
Jesus Christ.
No socks.
Jesus, that's giving up. That's giving up so hard. It's more giving up than the sensible shoes.
For sure.
Dad thinks he's home right now. What are you doing?
Sandals with no... Okay, what's worse, though? The Jesus sandals, the Birks with no socks, or the Birks with the socks and the dad khakis?
You know, fashion-wise, with the socks, you look like a bigger asshole because fashionably it's not cool. But, you know, a dad having his feet out like that,
right. What's a bigger giving up is what I'm saying.
I think he's giving up more by having no socks on. That's more fuck you. Because the socks on is maintaining the slightest bit of dignity.
Mystery. A little mystery. What do those tootsies look like? What do dad's chalky, ashy-ass feet look like? So gross. Now, but Top Dog doesn't wear sand.
Oh, that fucking didn't work.
What kind of shoes does Top Dog wear?
Dirty and disgusting.
He wears like brown loafers, right?
Yeah, he's a loafers guy. You know, he has his running workout shoes, and then he wears the slip on. He's got like 10 variations of black and brown ones, and that's his chill outfit. You know, it's super dad shit.
Super dad, because on Sunday he'll be
khakis, those loafers,
yeah,
maybe even a belt and a shirt tucked in.
Belt.
And he's sitting in the living room, and you're like, we're not going anywhere. And he's like, yeah, I know. Do you want to get in something comfortable? I am comfortable. Okay.
So ugly. Jesus. I will say my dad doesn't dress like that because he's Euro dad.
Yeah, but he also is getting, like, he's getting laid, but no, he's also trying to get laid.
Yeah.
Like, most dads are resigned to, this is my spouse. We've been together 40 years. Your dad will still meet somebody new and be like, hey, you know, try to impress her. That's really, you know, the desire to get laid is what keeps that shit in check.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or high self-worth.
That and high self-worth. Yeah. But I do think Europeans generally dress more upscale, especially the men are way less asexual. If you go to Hungary... I'm not saying it's better.
No, no,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I got relatives wearing white, tight jeans and shit. Like,
I know, but there's still cooler gear in Europe. There is.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. They dress better.
Yeah.
Because America is, I don't know what it's attached to. Why is this way? But there's like a pride in not giving a fuck how you look.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're like a super millionaire and you don't give a fuck. It's even cooler.
Yeah. And it's like t-shirts with holes in them and like shit like that where people in the other, they scoff at that and the other, you know. In Europe or South America, too, they're like, why do you guys dress like assholes?
Oh, yeah. My relatives think I'm such a douchebag when I go to Hungary.
Yeah.
Hey, so you know what's interesting is when we were in Virginia Beach, remember we went to that Brooks Brothers?
Yeah.
And I saw a seersucker suit. I've never seen that before in my life.
Really? Yeah.
No, just in movies. I thought it was like a throwback to when like people sang in barbershop quartets or something or... Mm-hmm. But people really dress like that, like for those mannequins.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so you get your ass beat in L.A. if you wore like some fucking gay seersucker suit.
You were just saying how you like that suit
today.
A
bow tie.
You were just saying, hey, you're like,
yeah,
I love
because it looked cute on that guy, but it's a very, it's not for LA. It's not an LA look.
It's a
no
summer
way.
Southern suit.
Exactly.
You wear that in the summertime in the South. That's like Savannah, Georgia. That's Alabama, Louisiana. Yeah, the Carolinas, Virginia. You can wear that there and no one will bat an eye. Oxford, Mississippi. I bet there's a seersucker in every closet. For sure.
And they're cute. I like them. I
you
do like them.
You just said you get your ass kicked.
But if you wore that shit here, I'm saying,
yeah.
If some kid went to school in a seersucker, you get your ass fucking
of course.
Beat, yo.
That scenario is absurd.
But that's why it was so shocking to see an actual person wearing one today.
But I thought you were mesmerized by it.
I was. So I've never seen this in real life. I just thought it existed on the mannequin.
Now, that guy today was wearing the seersucker sports coat with jeans. So it actually was a little, it wasn't as intense because he didn't wear the full suit.
Yeah, the full suit's a lot, bro.
Full suit is a lot, but the full suit does, it seems appropriate contextually. In other words, if you're at that summer wedding,
Kentucky Derby,
it's fine. Yeah, absolutely. You can wear it. It's fine. Now, I would feel ridiculous in it because I just would be, it just doesn't, I look at it and I'd be too self-conscious about it, you know?
Yeah, because it's such a different look than what we do on the West Coast. I think because it sticks out so much. Like seeing that guy today, it's like, whoa, that does not fit in here in the city. And also we saw a lot of guys pegging their skinny jeans.
Pegging their oh, I thought you meant
their partners.
Pegging their friends.
In the airports. wearing like loafers.
Oh yeah, you nasty fuck. Oh.
Wearing loafers and then like rolling up their pants or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's where the jeans are like folded over at the bottom and rolled up.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That's what moms do. That's like a mom look.
That's also fifth grade when I was in fifth grade. That was a kid, and I refused to do it.
Yeah, like Tony Hawk did that when we were kids.
But he did?
Skateboarders did that. Yeah, pegging, I think.
So that your jeans wouldn't,
I don't know,
be all loose?
I guess. I remember seeing
Makes
that.
Sense now that I put it that way.
Hey, do you want to discuss this? Remember we just saw this today?
What's that? Oh yeah, somebody
shit,
they sent the link. I think they said they opened their some link that somebody sent them, and
like
they had two. There was actually
silly
the first one. I'll tell you that it says Lacoas, a person who has a limited posterior, one who cannot fill out a pair of jeans.
Well, that's
so
me.
That there is a sad case of lack of ass. You know,
it's funny.
But then underneath it, postpartum depression. What is it, jeans? What is we
I
suffer?
I just closed it. You read it. Oh. I like the definition. It's silly.
We have had this and not known what it is for a long time.
I know.
And that is the sense. Postpartum depression is the sense of letdown after your cat, dog, or spouse does not recognize your fart with as much enthusiasm as you were feeling it deserved.
We do that constantly.
It's a theme in our life.
Constantly.
Oh my gosh.
That's what we want. We want that. But a lot of times there's a big fart and then the person goes, nothing. You're not going to give me anything. You're not going to say anything. And you're really big on, I'm not going to acknowledge that. I'm not going to celebrate that.
Because sometimes I don't want to inflate your ego. I don't want to encourage the bad behavior.
Hey, gross. Farts even bigger.
God, the sound on that.
There was a few like that this weekend.
So many.
Yeah, do you guys feel that, listening audience, that postpartum depression when when somebody doesn't give you that acknowledgement? It's like, hey, are you not going to say anything for
Nothing.
What I did?
No credit?
Yeah, it's like you cook somebody a big meal and then they're like, eh.
It's okay.
And you're like, I spent hours doing this.
Yeah.
I just want to hear something, right?
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why he does that. He recognizes
his own fart. Yeah.
Damn.
Because sometimes he'll be like, "Hold up!" Like he'll know that it's not impressive, Like, that wasn't good. But then there's a big one, and he's just like,
ew.
Yeah, or his gasps. That's kind of that's on the tier of his acknowledging his own fart.
Yeah,
you know?
He has post-fart. Yeah. There's no one there. He needs friends.
Oh, damn.
See?
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn.
Hey, remember when we were at the airport today and we were waiting for our pickup at the curb and I was dancing for you? Because sometimes I like to, I just show you my moves or you show me your moves in public. We were like, what do you think of this move?
Yeah.
And then I was doing that. And out of nowhere, this adorable man, what does he do there? He's like the taxi stand guy? Or
he's one of the, what's it called? Oh my God, I cannot think of
Sky Cab.
Yeah, Sky Cab guys who, curbside checking guys. You don't want to go inside. He checks your bag there at the curb.
Mm-hmm. And he saw me dancing and he just goes, all right, okay, I know you're smiling inside.
Yeah, I know you're smiling inside.
I was like, what? I was like, oh, that was nice of him.
He could sense your joy. Right. Because you were dancing in public.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were unaware of yourself.
Yeah.
You know what you were at that moment?
What?
You were a child.
Yeah. Well, it's normal for me.
Children, and we're used to seeing children like that. When you see a grown woman with big, huge double Ds, and she's dancing on the curb there, the Sky Cab goes, I know you're smiling inside. He was so happy to see you.
Yeah, he was thrilled. I wish he would have done some moves back.
Yeah. I bet he had moves. I bet he had moves. Remember this? This came in. What's going on here? What's going on here?
Fuck you too. Oganda! Grow up! Meet your gamer! Shake it down! Gamma! Wake up, you piece of the shit! Gamma!
What's going on there?
That's a guy on a train in Taiwan, a white guy, who's ruining everybody's nice Asian time. Like, everyone's on the train just, like, riding along, and he's being the fucking foreign asshole.
Eyes down.
Fuck you all! Grow up, you piece of the shit! Fuck you, piece of shit! Stop pretending! All you little worms! God, you're all fucking little worms! 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 Every fucking one of you worms!
Whoa.
What's going on?
Yeah, he's just, I mean, I think it's safe to say he's probably not well.
Yeah.
He's not mentally well.
Well, I think I've seen this video. My favorite part is that Asians are like so non-confrontational on this train. All of them are just like eyes down, eyes on the floor. Don't look at this guy.
They're not connecting with him.
Nah.
No,
nobody's
going to
take this bro on.
This bro.
Nobody.
Yeah, he's pretty bro-y for sure. Mm. He's most of them are not like, you know, well, like our buddy.
If I can't beat you up, I can't get hard.
That's a special Asian.
It's a strong performer.
Mind your words! Fuck you all! Kids! Fuck you all! Fuck you all! Fuck you all! Fuck you all!
He's flicking people off in their face. He walks like inches up and he's like, fuck you! To the... No one says shit to him.
Who hasn't felt that?
Suck his dick, piece of shit! Yes, had it come out, to the mouth, and fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Suck the cum out?
Okay. I fucked a girl with no arms and one leg.
Pretty intense, man. I remember seeing stuff like that in big cities growing up. It was always alarming. A crazy person, basically.
Yeah.
You know, when you first see a crazy person. But I think overseas, seeing that guy in Taiwan's got to be real crazy.
It's real out of place culturally. Yeah. I don't think people do that shit on public.
I remember I was in Chicago, and we went to church on a Sunday, and there was some lady on the corner, and she was like, "How dare you drink his blood? How fucking dare you?" And I was like, I'm 7. Like, I was so scared of her. And New York, almost every trip to New York had people like that.
Oh, yeah. That's what New York is for.
Yeah. New York's getting too normal.
I think it is now. Yeah, New York invented that. Like, that, the postman guy, the post office guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a New York thing.
That's totally a New York thing.
Yeah. New York is
it's just full of it's nonsense.
That's your job. That's your job, sweetie. Yeah.
That's why you live there. It's just to witness the crazy all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Yeah, it's super fun. LA we have it, but it's in pockets. You know, it's like you got to be at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Did you just check out your own armpit?
Yeah, well, I saw light was coming through there. I didn't know if there was a hole.
Light
because the shirt is thin.
Yeah.
So I was looking if there was light
sure.
coming through a hole or just through the fabric.
Did you use our...
kitchen deodorant?
Mm-hmm.
I did not use it today. I used the actual, my backpack deodorant. Mm.
Now, when you put deodorant on your armpits, mm-hmm. there's so much hair. It just mashes into the hair, right?
You push harder in. Yeah.
So it mashes into the hair and the skin?
Yeah. I forgot that, like, women, a lot of them, you're putting deodorant just on your skin. You don't have the hair.
You know, yeah, but, I kind of like shaping my pits just for that.
Maybe I'll do that sometime.
Try it. It's really not bad.
Is
it's not fun? That big of a deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't shave this whole time we were gone because I forgot my razor. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Just today, you remember, you do it.
How long does it get?
I've only ever had about 3/4 of an inch.
3/4 of an inch?
No, 1/4 of an inch. Sorry. Not 3.
1/4 of an inch is pretty small.
Yeah, not that long. I started shaving when I was like 11 or 12. My armpits, my legs. Legs is not necessary, I don't think, as much.
But you have blonde fur. And
yeah, I'm a beautiful Aryan goddess. Yeah. I don't have dark hair, really. I'm so lucky.
Yeah, that's true. You know who has a lot of hair? Jeff Tate. And we got to see him this weekend. And a lot of you know Denim on Denim, the chairman of the Hot Dogs and Gatorade lifestyle.
Lifestyle.
Lifestyle. We saw him last night. And
he looks good.
He looks really good.
He looks a lot better than he did when he was in studio last time.
He looked really good. And we, of course, had to ask him about what's been going on with those hot dogs and Gatorade. Here's what he had to say.
Now, did you say you ate 100 hot dogs in 30 days? Is that what you said? It was like I tried to make like a Super Size Me type documentary about nothing but hot dogs and Gatorade for a whole month. And I made it about, like, turns out I made it like 40 days. And that's more than a month.
That is.
And like I just breezed right through 30.
The best thing is that your system didn't shut down. You lost weight.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look great. Doesn't he look great?
You look great. Yeah, yeah. I'm like that Jared from Subway guy. Right. That guy was fat as fuck, and then just ate Subway and lost 600 pounds. Like that's what did he eat before?
It wasn't hot dogs and Gatorade. That's for sure.
No.
So, are you still on the Gatorade? Like, what flavor are
you? No, I'm actually, listen.
Wait a minute. Just give me a second before you get into it. It's big news. So there's chips in a bowl for big news. Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right.
That's actually a good way of putting that.
I don't know if it's scarier when you do it or when she does it. Like, at least when you do it, I kind of expect something to happen. When she does it, it's like, what? Why do you have 4 microphones? Oh, that's just her voice? Holy shit. Holy shit. Well, listen. Listen,
so wait,
Tom,
this is the big announcement.
The big announcement, Tom and Christina.
You cut out Gatorade?
I did not cut out. Well, what I did was I switched to Powerade Zero. Right?
What are you fucking doing?
No.
Yeah, do you eat Skippy, you piece of shit?
That is un-American.
You might, un-American? It's made by Coke.
For foreigners, isn't it?
No.
It's for French.
Life.
Yeah.
You guys are the ones that said it was for life. I never said I was hot dogs and Gatorade for life. that was some shit she made up that you latched onto.
This is the best thing
ever. I'm getting older, Tom. And the Gatorade just makes a G2, which is a low-calorie Gatorade, right. But not a no-calorie Gatorade. And Powerade makes Powerade Zero, which is zero calories. And I don't need empty calories in my life.
Can I tell you this real quick?
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't happened much, but a few times on the road, people, like random people come up to me, and then they're like, hey, is that true? Does Jeff Tate... just eat hot dogs and Gatorade, and I always go every single meal. I'm like, that's all he ever eats.
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff Tate.
He's the best.
Still eating. No, the neat part is before we taped this, he was in the green room eating cheese with pretzels, like giant pretzels dipped in natural cheese.
Yeah.
So it's good that he's still maintaining.
Yeah.
A healthy diet.
Well, I mean, but he actually did lose a lot of weight.
He did.
He lost 30 pounds.
Just eating hot dogs. That's amazing.
Hot dogs and then pretzels G2. And cheese.
Pretzels and cheese and G2.
No, Powerade Zero. Not
Powerade Zero, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, he did great. He was so funny last night. Everybody loves Jeff Tate.
Yeah, he's great. You should follow him on Twitter. He's Jeff Tate 96, and he spells Jeff G-E-O-F-F.
Geoff
Tate. He hates that. 96. But hey, what are you going to do? That's how you say
stupid
it.
Stupid mom and dad did that to him, huh?
Fucking ridiculous.
Lick my ass. Lick my ass. Yeah. Lick it.
Still trying to recover from Rocco retirement.
The devastating news.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Do you feel any better since the announcement?
Well, he's got a few videos out. So yeah. I think I it won't until I catch up with his catalog is when I'll really, it's like people listen to our show and they're like, oh, I'm on episode 170, and I'm like, oh, well, you're good for a while.
You know?
It's gonna take you a while to catch up. I'm like that, but with Rocco's catalog.
You don't feel a sense of loss yet.
Yeah, because I have a few more to go.
How many movies did he make? Like 1,000?
I think like 1,500 or 1,800 or something like
that. Wow. It's a lot of porn to make.
Yeah. It's a lot to watch, too. It's a lot to watch.
Does anyone actually watch the entire film?
There are definitely people out there that do. Definitely.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a great, you know.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. He's one of a kind, that's for sure, you know.
Lick my ass. Lick my ass. Yeah. Lick it. Nice.
Jesus.
That's your job. That's your job, sweetie.
What if that guy was
lick
there on set while the girl was doing that? No. Every time somebody commanded something, he would be like, that's your job, sweetie.
You gotta lick his ass.
Lick his ass.
You know, I really, and this is a true story, when I met Rocco that time.
Yeah.
Whatever taping that was,
mm-hmm.
And I was talking to him. I really didn't know he was that much of a savage.
Did you really not?
No, I swear to you.
You didn't know who he was?
Not really.
You knew who he was.
No, because of you. You had that. You had one of his films, one of his art films in your home when we started dating. And that's how I got to know him. I wasn't a fan. Not like you.
God, that guy.
Here's who I knew. I knew like Jenna Jameson and I knew Ron Jeremy. I didn't know fucking porn stars until I started dating you. And then I talked to him.
Guy?
And he's a sweet guy. And then I, you know, see his films.
Sweet guy.
And he's like, it's only smells. It's not just smells, by the way. There was a lot more happening in that scene.
Yeah, there's more than smells.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of brown.
Now, I shook his hand. I told him I appreciated everything he'd done. He wrecked women. That was his career, was wrecking women.
Wrecking them?
He was really into anal, and he was really into being pretty aggressive, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, but the anal stuff is all power anal stuff, you know?
Yeah. I don't like power anal. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of anal.
Stepping on their heads. And
no.
Yeah, sure.
No.
Put his hand in their mouth and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
I don't even like that genre. I don't like that genre.
That's your boy.
That's not the Rocco I know.
You guys had a much more romantic evening.
Yeah, the Rocco I know would never do those things. He's a sweet, married guy.
A couple other updates. First, we sent an email just letting you guys know, and we left a voicemail for Gloria Stefan just to see if she had a chance to hear the entire track and share it with her team. We haven't heard back, but I just want you to know that we are on top of it for sure. So just
I don't know. I think she was just being nice.
No way. No way.
I think she was kind of doing the Hollywood, the showbiz blow off.
No, see, I think you're being pessimistic right now.
Well, maybe.
And I've talked to you about this, that like it's about being optimistic. Like, don't think negatively.
Yeah.
Think about how awesome it would be if she loved it. Why do you have to go right to negative?
Okay, should we do a positive affirmation?
Yeah, I think you need to hear one.
Okay, so instead of saying Gloria Estefan hates Miami Fart Machine, I would say Gloria Estefan loves Miami Fart Machine.
Right, right.
Yeah.
There you go.
We'll see. I'm excited about Miami Fart Machine. Even if she doesn't sign on or give us licensing rights, I feel like it's something we can, you know, keep building.
Yeah, expand on. And,
yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed.
Other update I wanted to share was last week, I think it was last week or the week before, we let you know about semen in your Starbucks coffees.
Right.
And if you're drinking Starbucks, watch out. If you're a woman, you might just get pregnant by drinking Starbucks because they've got some pretty potent semen in that drink.
Potent.
Yeah. So
that's how you get pregnant, right? You drink semen.
But we were trying to find, you know, how, what he, like, it just didn't make, obviously he didn't, it confused us that a woman can get pregnant by drinking it, as you just said.
Yeah.
I didn't know that could happen.
I didn't know.
I thought it had to go up through your vajayjay.
No, you can, you can, so apparently you can drink it in a latte.
And you get pregnant.
You can eat it in candy.
So does it eat through your stomach lining and go into your uterus? How does that work?
Well, your stomach is where the babies are made.
Oh, okay.
People are like, oh, my stomach hurts.
I have a baby in there.
The babies, the cramps. And the...
So does a baby just lay at the in your the base of your stomach and eat what you eat? That's how that works?
Haven't you seen that movie where Arnold Schwarzenegger gets pregnant?
Yeah.
That's how they do it. That's the same thing. Women have babies in their stomachs.
So a baby is laying on its back, its mouth is open. That's why when they're like, if you drink alcohol, your baby drinks
alcohol.
That's
right. That's exactly right. Everything you eat, that baby eats because it's in your stomach.
Interesting. Well, that makes sense.
And then you got to poop it out when it's time to be born.
You poop it out of your ass?
Out of your intestines. It goes into your intestinal tract and then out your butthole.
That's a long journey.
That's why it's dangerous. Childbirth is very dangerous. You're vulnerable.
Hmm. Well... We got a hold of, on this, the David Pakman show, he was a guest, Pastor Manning was, and they got into the conversation about Starbucks semen.
Okay.
So I can play that for you so you can actually, now you can solve the mystery.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more.
Because it's true, because gays tend to love each other's semen, and it flavors up the coffee. They like the taste of it. There's no doubt about that.
How do you know that it flavors the coffee?
Well, because that's what it does. Like the cocaine that was put in Coca-Cola going back a century ago that flavored up Coca-Cola. And they now have introduced a synthetic cocaine that gives Coca-Cola the same kind of flavor and excitement and addiction of taste. Well, Starbucks has done the exact same thing that Coca-Cola has done, except they've done it with semen.
But enlighten me on the logistics. So if I go into a Starbucks and I say, I want a, you know, medium vanilla latte, BS, whatever thing I want, right? And I see them take the different ingredients, the milk and then the coffee and whatever. At what point are they collecting the semen? When are they inserting it in my drink?
Oh, it's already in the process. It's already in the pipeline. Oh. And by the way, Starbucks have just introduced a flat white drink, latte or mocha. I'm not sure which it is.
That's a cover for semen, right?
It is eerily, it is if they're almost mocking me. Like they're saying, la ha 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 ha, we'll show you that we're doing it. And the stupid Starbucks audience of patronage doesn't have enough sense to believe you, Manning. We'll actually we'll hide it in plain sight. I mean, this is absolutely incredible what Starbucks is doing, because they recognize their audience and their patronage are just a bunch of idiots who will drink it no matter what's in it. They drink it if it was cyanide in it.
Whoa. Mm. Well, now you know that it's true.
So he thinks that it's like personal against. Sorry. He knows.
Yeah.
It's personal. He's like, they're tempting me with the semen.
Right.
He wants to drink it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty cool, huh?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. There's semen. Well, I mean, I have Starbucks so often.
Oh, my God. You have so much cum in you.
Yeah, I'm not pregnant.
How come you're not pregnant?
I don't know, man. That's weird. But, yeah, I do have a lot of that jizz in me.
Starbucks jizz.
Starbucks jizz, yeah. Yeah.
So weird. This is a really weird one that Pastor Manning got on.
I know. Let's see. Is there? Oh, yeah, there it is. Also, so do you have, like, any useless knowledge that a lot of? I was trying to think about that. Like, you know, there was a time when I was a kid where I was so into football and watching it that you could name players. And I would be like, you know, Bruce Smith, he's 6'4", 275. Like,
your stats.
I knew a guy's height and weight, you know. And
sure.
A lot of sports fans are like that. They know the college. The more obsessive they are, they'll even know, like, you know, the year he was drafted, what round, and all that stuff. And that's kind of just, like, useless knowledge. I have stuff, you know, today. I mean, I read a lot of, like, you know, blurbs. I read newspapers. I read...
You know a lot about murder and killing.
I watch a lot of crime shows. Yeah, so those kind of retain that knowledge. You'll tell me things. It's kind of, you know, I'd throw it in that category of, like, oh, this band started when this guy and that guy got together.
Yeah, our philosophy is pretty useless, and I know about
that. I wouldn't call that useless, though.
No one likes it. No one
what
cares.
Do you mean no one likes it?
Everyone hates it. Most people hate philosophy.
What?
No, it's
what are you
think
talking
it's so
about?
Retarded. Hold on. I know. I used to know a lot about Beverly Hills 90210.
The show?
Why
don't
loved
I know
it.
This about you?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Well, I mean, I know you watched the show. You didn't tell me you loved it like
every
this.
Every episode.
Was it
I've
because
seen.
It was here? Like, because it was like, close by?
Well, I grew up on it because BH9, the show premiered when I was in 10th grade or something.
Oh, my God.
And I watched it the night it premiered and it blew my mind. And then I stuck with it until the very end.
Were you with Brendan?
Brenda.
No, but the boy. What was the boy's name?
Dylan McKay.
Dylan. Was Dylan Durr. Your boy? Yeah,
Dylan was the raddest, dude.
Yeah.
And then he dated the Noxzema girl, and she got killed in a car crash.
Didn't he have a motorcycle?
No, he had like a rad little car, like some kind of like a
he was always,
Corvette or some shit. He's always like,
Yeah.
And they were all so old. And then there was this girl, what was her name? Adrian? I can't remember her name. She was like 35. Adriana. Shit, I gotta remember her name.
God.
Anyways, she was way too old to be cast as a high schooler. And it used to bother me so much.
But wasn't that the thing about all of them? That they were all like 30?
Adrian. Oh, shit. I gotta look it up now. It's killing
Jesus.
Me. Adrian. Shit. And they would say,
don't worry
say
about
her
it,
name.
Okay?
Andrea.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You're killing me. You know what? This is upsetting me right now.
What part?
The whole thing. Everything you just told me. I just want to... Okay. Now I understand what your useless knowledge is.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always felt when somebody really dives into their useless knowledge thing, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of like that, you know, that autistic Asperger-y thing, like Rain Man, you know? Mm-hmm. 2-2-2-42.
Mm-hmm,
knowing that. And Jeff Tate, Hot Dogs and Gatorade,
mm-hmm.
has that for the show... Cheers.
Yep.
He is a Cheers fanatic, and I've known this for a while. He loves Cheers way more than you love your favorite show out there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
watched the entire series like 12
10 times.
Okay, there you go.
There's 11 seasons of it. Anyways, we found a pretty good Cheers quiz, and it's detailed shit. It's for somebody that just give a sample to like how a little bit of Jeff answering these fucking ridiculous questions.
What item did Sam Malone keep and loan to a friend in one episode as a good luck charm? It's our fucking
don't album. Say anything, guys.
It's a bottle cap.
Yeah.
It was in a season one episode.
That's right.
I gave it to the guy that played
Jesus Christ.
Shooter McGavin. That guy.
All right.
That was good.
Lucky bottle cap.
Yeah. Lucky guess.
So, I mean, like, it's not just, he knows the episode, who gave it to who.
And the backstory.
Yeah. It's pretty insane, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, the episode's called Endless Slumper.
Holy
shit. Yeah. The episode name. There's 275 episodes of Cheers.
Fucking Asperger's.
I'm not
going
to be able to do that. I'm not going to be able to do that with everyone.
He's got Asperger's with everyone. Oh, yeah.
That one is one of my favorite ones. It makes me crazy because Sam did cool bar tricks with the drinks. He would like slide them down and then they turn. But that's the only time he ever did that. Like, he did it once and then
he's
11
shit
more
on
years.
This test so hard.
Okay. All right. All right, Jeff, ready? Which of the following regular characters was added to the first... I'm sorry, which was... Okay. Which of the following characters was added to the cast first? Was it Rebecca, Woody, Kelly, or Lilith?
Woody.
Yeah, fuck.
It was Woody, Lilith, Rebecca, and then Kelly.
So crazy.
Oh, my God.
Really good.
Dude, how are you not doing this with your career?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's pretty good.
He knew not only who was first, he knew the exact order of all four.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. He's a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers. Did you watch Cheers?
Yeah, I did.
We watched Cheers
as a kid.
My sister, mother, and I watched Cheers.
Mm-hmm. It was a good show. It was a really well written show.
Yeah,
it was really funny. Everybody.
Perfect. This is awesome.
I have not yet figured out how to monetize knowing stuff about Cheers.
People here are loving it. I'll just tell you that. Now, which future presidential candidate once made a cameo appearance on Cheers? Hold on. Don't let us. Don't tell me.
Well, John Kerry ran for president. He was on the show. Michael Dukakis ran for president. He was on the show. Yeah, I think those are the only two presidential candidates. The future, the one that was the future, was John Kerry. Dukakis had already ran in '88.
All right.
That's right. Yeah. Hot dogs on major fleet.
But I think you know the thing is now with that show for him is that. The show is like his blankie.
Yeah.
It's super comfortable and it feels good.
Yeah, and plus it's about friendships.
Yeah.
It's about everybody knowing your name. It's comfort food.
It's like when you bite your lower lip.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. I like to bite my... It's like when you bite your nails.
Feels good. Feels good. And you're like, oh, I feel better now. Yeah. Jeff knows everything about Cheers. It's crazy.
He's good, though. It's yeah. Good. I wish he could put that to use.
All right, we gotta go. Gotta wrap this up.
Okay, let's play. I spent time with our son. We just got him back.
Yeah, we did. So we love you guys. Thanks for listening. Please go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. Please come out and see me this week in Denver or Salt Lake City. Chattanooga, please stop fucking with me. And
please stop fucking with me.
We will yeah.
All right, jeans. We love you, mommy.
We'll give you that Miami fart machine on the way out.
Yes. Oh, right? Good.
Talk soon, jeans.
Let's hope Gloria's listening.
Let's hope. Let's hope this gets out to her and that helps kind of the deal get locked up, right?
Yep.
All right, guys. Bye, jeans.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Feel the rhythm of the music, get it.